If Oklahoma can't provide the $2 million by June 1st, the EPA will take responsibility for the safety of the state's drinking water. Right now, that's the State Department of Environmental Quality's job, but it costs money. Shelley Shard McClary, director of DEQ's Water Quality Division, says when the EPA added three new regulations in 2006, the price became too high for Oklahoma.
Once those three new rules were in place, we knew we did not have the resources to implement those, and EPA determined that they would continue implementing those until we got the funding in place.
The three rules are meant to make Oklahoma's water safer to drink, but DEQ says it can't afford to make the changes yet.
Kathy Canty?
Yes.
Jim Rodriguez?
Yes.
On Tuesday, a DEQ advisory council approved a total of $500,000 in new fees for water systems across the state, which are expected to be passed along to consumers. The board heard comments from the public, including from Rita Lopresto, city manager of Kanawha, a small town with big water problems.
The staff at DEQ, whenever I can call them and say, I'm out of water, this is what's going on, these are my ideas, what do y'all think, help me, and they're there, that means more than all these regulations and everything. I won't have that if we go with EPA.
When State Impact visited Kanawha last month, Lopresto worried federal control would mean $15,000 per day fines for missing deadlines to fix the town's water pressure problems. She says she can work with DEQ.
I mean, even though I have a deadline to fix the water pressure in this town, they know that I have already replaced this and this and this with as many grants and as much lending, borrowed money that the city could borrow.
DEQ's Shelley Chard McClary says the loss of local control won't be the only consequence if the EPA takes over.
And it would also mean the Drinking Water State Revolving Fund loan and grant program would revert back to EPA and would not be available to communities in Oklahoma.
For its $2 million, Oklahoma would receive five times that from the federal government. The state also expects to provide $47 million in bonds for local water projects. Without money from Washington, Oklahoma would be on its own to modernize its aging water infrastructure. So coming up with money to enforce the EPA rules is the more affordable option. The new fees aren't enough, so DEQ is asking the legislature for the other $1.5 million, like it did last year and the year before.
Although it has been attempted in the past, I think this is really has been the best effort and best cooperative effort in trying to get the funding in place.
The DEQ says this legislative session is Oklahoma's last chance to secure the funds and avoid having its power to regulate drinking water safety revoked. For State Impact, I'm Logan Layden.